This is Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke on KSRO.
Letitia Henke is the CEO of ARS Roofing and Gutters, celebrating 30 years in the industry. She's a strong advocate for women in the trades and the founder of the Lime Foundation, helping at-risk youth build brighter futures right here in the North Bay. Letitia has just been nominated as the 2026 Best Gutter Cleaning Company and Best Roofer by the Press Democrat. Please welcome Letitia Henke.
Well, hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Raise the Roof, where we celebrate the hardworking professionals and industry experts driving the construction world. And today I have Benjamin Goldstein with the Santa Rosa Junior College Construction Training Center. We're going to be talking a little bit about that a little later. But I always love starting off with a few announcements. So first of all, Jeff, thanks so much for that lovely introduction. Yes, ARS Roofing has been nominated in two categories as Best Gutter Cleaning Service and also the Best Roofer. So we would love for you to vote for us. If you can, just go online to look us up in, under Real Life, and we'd love your votes under that those two categories. This is also a great month of May because there's so much to celebrate this month. I mean, I had a whole list. And I'm like, but my show is only a half an hour. So I'm just going to mention a few things going on this month of May. Number one, we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day later on this month. I will be honoring personally my uncle, Robert McKenzie Jr., who served in the Air Force in Vietnam, and he's earned multiple awards, and we lost him a couple years ago, so I will be celebrating his life on Memorial Day. We also have Mother's Day for all those moms out there. I hope you guys have something special planned for us, husband. Also, there's a lot of other things going on this month of May. The Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month is this month to celebrate. There's a great chapter here that's a chamber. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what's going on in their community, this would be a great opportunity to do so. And it's also Cinco de Mayo. Some of you are going to be out celebrating that today as well. So, you know, the month of May is a big month. So everyone hopefully will celebrate with some love and some joy, which I know all of us need right about now. Other announcements I want to make, our Next Gen Trades Academy. Most of you know that I have a nonprofit called the Lime Foundation, and we're going to be celebrating our graduates this year coming up on July 25th at Sally Tomatoes. This year, we're going to most likely have about 125 graduates coming out of the program looking for really great opportunities in the trades. So whoever's listening right now, if you're in the trades and you're looking for some really great new people that want to go into this industry of construction and learn from you, please contact the Lime Foundation. We would love to introduce you to our recent graduates that are coming up. In July 25th, we'll have booths for all of the contractors in the community that would like to come and meet these graduates, shake their hands, ask them some questions, and also meet their friends and family that are going to be coming to celebrate them. You can find that you can find out more information on our website, of course, at thelimefoundation.org, but we would love your support to come and out and celebrate them. My biggest announcement I always love making is coming up in September, which is our Believe in the Dream fundraising gala that we do every year. This is our 11th annual event. That's coming up on September 10th at the Luther Burbank Center. It's called Lasso the Dream this year, and we have an event planned. Now, this event sells out every year, and I say it every year, but still everyone waits the last minute to attempt to get tickets. You're not going to get them this year because we're going to sell out early. So we are already down to our last about 112 tickets already, and it's only May. So please go online to believelime.com. You can learn more about the program. You can see videos of some of our graduates from the program, and also just hear more about what we're doing with the Believe in the Dream and how that helps us to continue to expand our programs. But most of all, it helps us to be able to make sure that this program is free for our students. We want to make sure that we can introduce them to the world of construction and great careers that they can have in construction at no charge. And that's what this fundraiser is all about. I want to thank some of our sponsors, the Federated Indians of Great Rancheria, RCU, Fondare Finish Construction, Clear Blue Commercials, Sonoma Designers, and of course, ARS Roofing and Gutters for your sponsorship. And we have several other sponsors that we appreciate you so much. You're the reason why we're able to have this event. every single year. So please go online again to BelieveLime.com and check that out. So here's the part you've all been waiting for. Of course, your favorite part, which is Ask the Expert about roofing tips. And today I have three really, really important tips that I want to talk about because there have been, there's a lot of inside scoop stuff, I guess I would say, you know, being in this industry for the last 30 years that I'm aware of. And I've learned a lot in 30 years in roofing. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, fly-by-night roofers and also out-of-area roofers. And here are three really important tips that I think could be helpful for you homeowners or people that are, you know, bidding for HOA or commercial. Number one, you want to watch out for contractors that cannot provide a very clear written proposal. So there are many contractors that will actually handwrite out a contract to you. Some of the writing is not legible, but most of all, it's not containing all the legal information that needs to be on these contracts. For having a contractor's license in California, there's certain things that we have to notify you of, your three-day rescission period, so many other things that we need to make sure you're aware of. So you need to make sure that you're receiving a proper contract for this work. Most reputable roofers will always have a very, very detailed estimate for you. It'd tell you what your warranty period is as well. Sometimes you won't find that on a contract. So you know, have this wonderful price, but then where's the warranty? They won't write that down, so you're not really aware what your actual warranty period is. Is the roof warrantied by the contractor, or is it warranted by the manufacturer? What is your warranty? Look at those little details on this contract, and then if it's vague or not enough detail, just know that that is a major red flag. The other probably biggest red flag is always making sure that the contractors are actually licensed. They will say they're licensed, but they will be talking about, oh, I have a business license in the city of Santa Rosa. No, that doesn't count. If they're doing work over $1,000, they need to be actually licensed in that field. So there is a very easy way for you to find out whether that contractor is actually licensed for the work that they're bidding on. And that's going to the Contractors License Board, which is simply CSLB.ca.gov. And we'll make sure to post that for you as well. When you go to this website and you type in their license number or even just their business name, everything comes up to show you if they have workers' comp currently. It'll show you if they are, you know, if they don't have workers' comp, it means that they're, you know, the only employee or they're the only owner, which means they shouldn't be bringing employees to your house to do the job, if that's what it actually says on the license board. It'll tell you if they're in litigation currently for, you know, things that are, you know, against their license, whether their license is active or not in that moment. It may have been active yesterday, but it may not be active today. And you're going to want to know that information before you go into contract with somebody. Other things that you can find out is if they're under licensed. And what do I mean by that? Well, number one, many roofers actually do not have a gutter license. So they'll bid for their roof and the gutters, but they're not actually licensed for gutters. So when you log on to that website that I showed you under roofing, you would see that we have a C39 license for roofing. For gutters, you'll see C43, C61, or D24. That's for sheet metal. That's how you know that we can actually do your gutters. If they don't have that, that means they're either going to subcontract the gutters, likely to the lowest bidder, but they're not supposed to. So please know that those are things that'll save you in the long run to have recourse if something goes wrong. And then just verify that again, that they have workers' comp. That is all on that website when you go to look them up. And go look us up as well. Our license number is 837-618. Please check us out. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured. And then lastly, the one other tip that I want to make sure to let you guys know is, you know, don't choose a roofer based on just price alone. I know we're all in a pinch. We all want to save money as much as we can. But if you get a bid for $40,000 from, say, ARS, and then you get another bid from another roofer for $20,000, there's something not right about it. You've got to look at it a little deeper, a little closer. And again, who wouldn't want to save $20,000, right? But the truth is that the cheap comes out expensive. And that is just the truth. And you can get a brand new roof on by someone, save $20,000 now, and then that roof starts leaking in a couple years from now, and now you have a bunch of interior damage and mold, and now you got to move out the house to get all the mold work done. There's so much that goes into it, and over 30 years, I have seen the worst of the worst. So make sure you're looking at those bids. Meet with the contractors. Learn a little bit more about them. You can have a roofer that's been in business for 30 years versus a roofer that's been in business for a year and a half. Of course, their price is going to be different, right? We've learned a lot in those 30 years. So look at those things. Low bids aren't always the best bids. And just take your time and make sure that, you know, your roof protects everything underneath it, right? It's your home, your family is protecting your belongings, your peace of mind. Before you sign a contract, slow down, ask all those questions, verify the contractor, and just make sure the person working on your roof will still be around when you need them. All right, that's been my roofing tips. We'll be back in just a moment with Benjamin.
It's spring in the North Bay.
Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected and dry.
ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Henke, ARS is not just a roofing expert. It's a community-driven force.
Did you know that Letitia Henke founded the Lime Foundation?
This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives.
Let's not forget about your roof needs.
ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected and dry year-round.
More info at arsroofing.com.
ARS Roofing and Gutters, blooming protection against spring showers, cultivating connections with our community year-round.
Right, welcome back to Raise the Roof, and today my special guest is Benjamin Goldstein. He's the Dean of the Construction Training Center and the Industrial and Trade Technologies Program, also the Culinary Arts Program at the Santa Rosa Junior College, and we've been connecting for the last few years on this Construction Training Center. So Benjamin, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you, Letitia. Great to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your position at the SRJC?
Sure. So I'm a dean over three different career education departments, beginning with Construction Training Center, which we're going to talk about today, Culinary Arts, and the Industrial Trades, which involve our automotive, welding, diesel, and advanced manufacturing programs.
Well, I'm happy to have you here today because we've been mainly collecting, and I am, you know, a proud member of the advisory committee for the Construction Training Center, and I've just seen what it's been doing. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Construction Training Center? Because I know there's a lot of people that still don't know about it.
Sure. So the origins of the Construction Training Center was in the aftermath of the 2017 firestorms, so the Nuns and the Tubbs fire. As your listeners will recall, we lost over 5,000 housing units in Sonoma County alone. That was Fountain Grove that burned. That was Coffee Park that burned. So we stepped up. The junior college stepped up, put in for a federal grant to develop this new construction training center to train the workforce to help rebuild Sonoma County. And so that we launched in August 2024. And we've been rocking and rolling ever since.
You sure have. And, you know, we hear a lot about our youth, you know, not wanting to go to college, or, you know, maybe they can't go to college. And it's no secret anymore that college is not for everyone. So this program is very important. What specific trades are students actually learning at the center?
Yes, we have five different trades, beginning with carpentry. So rough carpentry, framing. The mother trade, building a house, stick-built homes. It's how we've been building homes for 200 years and probably will be for the next 200 years. So framing is one. Residential HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, refrigeration. We have a full HVAC lab in the building. Roofing, we sponsor the Independent Roofing Contractors of California Apprenticeship Program. So that is a registered apprenticeship program with the Division of Industrial Relations, and they use our facility for evening and weekend classes. We've also got fire resilient landscaping and water and wastewater treatment. That program is for the treatment plant operators.
Well, you had me at roofing, of course. So, you know, when someone, say someone graduates from high school and they're just like, well, I don't really want to go to college, but this is a very different, you know, opportunity for them. You know, how long is the program? You know, when they start the program, you know, is this like a 2-year type thing, a 5-year? Tell us a little bit more about the length of the program.
Yeah, so it ranges from the residential HVAC program is 4 semesters, so that can be done in 2 years. It's 18 units of credit. And they can also be done more quickly if you enroll in multiple classes at once, so it can be done in as short as a year. Carpentry is 3 semesters, so a year and a half. It's over 350 hours of hands-on training in carpentry. Fire resilient landscaping is a short program, 40 hours. It's meant for existing landscapers to learn fire resilient techniques. And water, wastewater is a year to a year and a half.
So, you know, I'm hearing you say this, and, you know, when I went to college, I was going to school for 4 years to get my degree and paying a whole bunch of money for student loans to you know, get myself through college. And this sounds like a really quick opportunity for someone to learn this amazing skill, right? How much does this program cost for someone to go?
Well, so you're going to be surprised to hear that 3 of those programs I just mentioned are absolutely free. So I know, believe it or not. So carpentry fundamentals and landscaping are both in the non-credit environment. So there's no units there. It's not about transferring to a 4-year college. It's about vocational training. And the state of California subsidizes that education, so we don't have to charge a single penny for tuition. We also provide all the personal protective equipment, all the consumables, so lumber, fasteners, hand tools, power tools, all for free. It's the best deal in town.
You guys hear that? I mean, here you go, right? Here's this opportunity for, you know, like a young person to you know, graduate from high school, go straight into college, right? It's different from the college that we always hear about, for free, learn a skill, and then when they're done with their program, do they get hired by contractors or are they connected to contractors? What's the next step after they go through that, say, year and a half program?
Absolutely. Well, we have a very active industry advisory committee for each one of these career education programs. And I'm very grateful that Letitia Henke herself is on the Carpentry Advisory Committee. We got the North Coast Builders Exchange on the Advisory Committee, Christofferson Homes. So absolutely, local contractors contact us, and then we're able to refer our graduates directly to them. We're also working on like a bigger career fair model sometime in the fall, and we'll be sure to announce that to the local building community.
So how do you guys decide, you know, what industries, you know, you told us about the 5 different industries that you guys, you know, specifically, you know, train in. How did you come up with that or know that those were the most important industries needed?
Yeah, so we really wanted to focus on rough carpentry first and foremost in order to help rebuild this county, right? Mm-hmm. We lost so many housing units. As everybody who's listening knows, framing is a very labor-intensive trade. And once we train framers, they can then advance, become finished carpenters. They can do concrete work. They can kind of expand out. Same with residential HVAC. There was a lack of technicians available in the local industry. There's no other community college program for HVAC in the North Bay. So we wanted to focus on that trade as well.
And I know I've mentioned several times, you know, someone coming right out of high school can do this, but let's talk realness here, okay? So it's not just 18-year-olds necessarily that want to go into this construction industry. What if, you know, you're 30 or maybe even 50?
So this is the beauty of our programs is they're open to everyone. There's no barrier to admission. There's no prerequisites. You need to either have a high school diploma, a GED, or be 18 and not have a high school diploma or GED, and you can enroll. And we have existing high school students that are taking our classes at night or on the weekend. So we got 16-year-olds in there, dual enrolled, and we have retirees, doctors, lawyers, and accountants that have hung up their cleats on their career and want to just come and learn how to use tools. And so that mix of ages, genders, all the above within the classroom is really beautiful to see.
You mentioned that the classes were nice and weekends. I started thinking about, you know, maybe an 18-year-old that's still living at home with their parents just out of high school. They're not necessarily working. You know, how do you guys, you know, make the classes so that way someone who's working full-time during the day, how are they able to take this type of a course?
Exactly. So we really focused on nights beginning at 6 p.m., knowing that, you know, many people may get off at 5. You have time to get to Petaluma, get a bite to eat, class from 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday classes are extremely popular. And then we're even expanding into Sundays because we have so much demand right now.
Oh, my goodness. So as far as being able to get into the class, when does the next cohort or next class start?
Yeah, so we our enrollment for fall semester will open up in towards the end of May. You can check it out on the SRJC webpage. If anybody has questions, there's counseling available, there's admissions and records available, and classes start the third week of August.
That's good to give counseling because some of us don't know how to work those websites and figure out how to
We're here to help.
How do I register myself for this? That's good to know. Tell us a little bit about, you know, if someone felt, you know, really stuck or say they're like at a dead-end job, you know, but they're kind of afraid to make that change into the trades. You know, what would we say to someone, you know, how can we help promote getting them into your program?
I would say come take a class with us because they're either free or, in the case of HVAC, $48 a unit. So a three-unit class is less than $150. You pay for parking, student health fee. It's very modest investment. And see if you enjoy it, right? There's no – we have students that come and check it out and realize the building trades are not for them, and that's okay. But we also have the majority of our students love what they're learning and then can advance into a very good middle-class career, as you have demonstrated yourself, Letitia, with your successful business.
You go through it, you guys. You may not realize that's – even if you've gone through college for a few years and you're still stuck and figuring it out, because that was me, you can just kind of walk right into, you know, a really great trades career, and next thing you know, you're the CEO of your own company. And it's great that you guys are having this type of opportunity for people that, you know, may be lost and still trying to figure it out.
Well, and what we're seeing right now with artificial intelligence and the economy is changing, right? But you know what's not going away are the dexterous hands-on trades,
yep,
right? And so that is going to provide a livelihood for a lot of people for a long time. So your listeners, you know, if they may be successful contractors already, they need to tell their kids to get out of the house and come take classes with us. Tell their employees that this is an ability for them to advance in their career, even if they're already working, and take our night or Saturday classes.
So before we go, one quick question. What's a way for us to be able to let people know more about, you know, you and how you guys exist? What can we do to help in this community?
Yeah, so I would say spread the word. You know, we're still kind of the best kept secret in town. We're on the SRJC Petaluma campus off Sonoma Mountain Parkway. Our website is petaluma.santarosa.edu/SRJC Construction Center, or just Google SRJC Construction Center. It's going to pop up. And then when we set up an industry outreach event day in the fall at some point, Letitia, I'm going to ask you to help promote that so we can have contractors come in. Don't worry, we're not going to hit you up for money. We're going to hit you up to hire our graduates and get you skilled, trained employees.
Well, I am happy to do that, so hit me up. Benjamin, it's been great having you here today, telling everyone about this really amazing program. I hope you all got some great information about this opportunity. We will list all that information on site so that way you guys can look up that info. Benjamin with the Santa Rosa Junior College Construction Training Center, please look them up and hopefully encourage some contractors to be a part of this program. I'm happy you guys have been able to tune in today at the Raise the Roof. Have a blessed and lovely day, but most of all, may the 5th be with you.
A lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know.